So Memphis will inbound with 5:42 remaining in the first quarter. Dede Hageman will send it in from the right side of the basket from the baseline. Tossed into Elijah Smith. Back to Hageman. Corner three ball up again and up and in again. Dede Hageman is 3 for 3 from distance here in the first quarter, and they've all come from the right side. That was almost a carbon copy of the last inbounds play they ran right from there. Tulane will throw it ahead against the Memphis Tiger pressure, trailing it 15-8 as they have allowed Memphis to get hot from the outside. Sadie Shores will fire a triple. This is way off target. Rebounded underneath by Victoria King, who saw the air ball coming. Shores, the freshman, gets it back outside the Tiger zone. Swung around the horn to the left corner. Whittington fires a cross-court pass to the right side, and they say Shores caught it but stepped on the boundary. It's an aggressive pass for Kyron Whittington, going from one corner all the way across to the other side. That's 50 feet of court you've got to cover, and you've got to navigate that pass not hitting the rim or the backboard going from corner to corner. I give her credit, she got it there, but it's not easy to do. And Shores, of course, stepped on the boundary. So it's Memphis possession with 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter as Raven Sims gets it for the first time, the sophomore out of Bartlett, Tennessee. Sims dribbled to the elbow, left side, feeds the post. The double team comes at Alicia Smith. She kicks it across the lane to Lakin Cox. Had it pulled away from behind. Dylan Hanna ripped it free. Great pass by Alicia Smith, and Cox might have been fouled by Hanna, but no call. At the other end, Hageman with a kick ball as Sadie Shores is trying to enter it on the bounce. 4:45 remaining here in the first quarter as Tulane will inbound from the sideline left. They trail it 15-8. Thrown in, intended for Pittman, knocked into the backcourt by Memphis. It'll stay Tulane basketball. Tigers burn a little bit of clock there, so 21 on the shot clock now with 4:41 to go in the first quarter. Memphis shooting 5 for 10, Tulane just 3 for 6 right now with 7 giveaways. Whittington doubled and initially trapped near the half-court line by Sims and Tilly Bowler. They throw to Shores, right wing, against Alicia Smith. Here comes the freshman dribbling into the paint. Leans back for a 10-footer. This won't go. Rebound Alicia Smith, snared with two hands. Memphis in possession, 4:23 to go here in the opening frame. They're up by 7. Hageman whips a pass, no look inside to Cox, puts it up, rolls it home! How about the pick and the roll for Dede Hageman and Lakin Cox on the finish? 17-8 here in a solid so far first quarter for the Memphis Tigers. Pittman for three at the other end. Leans into it, can't go. Rebounded by Elijah Smith for the Memphis Tigers. Absolutely everything breaking Memphis's way here in the opening 6 minutes. 17-8, they lead, shooting 6 of 11 from the floor. Hageman, right wing, crosses up against Keenan, works into the paint, trying to kick a baseline pass across to Raven Sims, who wasn't ready for it, and it goes out of bounds off Sims' fingertips. Hageman had the vision. Sims needed to stay a little bit more spaced out. She would have been able to catch and run the baseline with it, but could not corral the pass. 3:48 remaining here in the first as Tulane gets possession. Pittman to the top. Marked by Alicia Smith, feeds for Shores. On the drive, terminates at the free throw line, cut off by Raven Sims. Pitch back for Pittman. On the drive to the elbow, working on Alicia Smith, backing her down into the left post. Lost the handle, regathers. Still time, 10 on the timer for Whittington. Eyes the clock. Whittington breaks right, goes back left, kicks to the corner for Pittman. On the drive, baseline, call for steps, starting her possession. The 8th Tulane giveaway of the opening quarter. As many field goal attempts as giveaways. Memphis on top, 3:23 to go here in the opening stanza on an 8-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 45 seconds. They've hit their last 4 shots. Hageman works to the right off a Cox screen. Now to the free throw line, pulling her way to the rim. Got by Hanna, leads it up, and it curls over the cup. Oh my goodness! Dede Hageman with a magic wand here in the first quarter. Whittington driving the other way, barrels into traffic, and a blocking foul is called to the Memphis Tigers. Hageman with 12 first quarter points, 4 of 6 in the field so far, including 3 of 4 from distance, in 7 minutes of action. She'll stay on the floor as Raven Sims gets a break. Alana Eaton will check in, so it's Eaton, Welch, Cox, and Smith along the free throw lane with Hageman dropping deep. Whittington to the free throw stripe, 11.7 points per game for the Folsom, Louisiana native. She has been a Tiger killer in years past. Converts the first, she's a 64% shooter from the free throw line. Had her career high against Memphis last February, 33. Whittington second. Kicks high off the iron, off the throw, down into the hands of Alicia Smith for the Memphis Tigers. So it is 19-9 with Memphis in possession under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Hageman, a bounce pass to Alicia Smith on the right block, kicks it back out to Hageman. She'll light up for three. In there! Bottoms for Dede Hageman! An electric first quarter. 15 points on 5 of 7 shooting, 4 of 5 from distance. Keenan at the other end. An answer. No, it rims out. Rebound. Guess who? Alaysia Smith. And they give it right to Hageman. Coming up floor. Pitch to Alani Eaton. Corner triple try. Yes, sir! Memphis has Tulane over a barrel in the first quarter. 25-9. The Tigers can hardly miss.